Welcome to the Colors of Relationships podcast. I'm your host, Cedric Weatherspoon, licensed marriage and family therapist.
And I'm Dr. Asia King, licensed professional clinical counselor. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hi, and welcome to the Colors of Relationships. I am your host, Dr. Asia King, along with
Cedric Weatherspoon, the therapist.
Hey, Cedric. Hey,
how you doing? How you like my shirt?
Sorry, not what? Listening?
See, yeah. Isn't that different for a therapist to wear a shirt like this?
Is that what you wore to session today, sir?
No, I did not. You know, I am a professional, but I wore this shirt especially for you. So when you start up and your thing and start coming at my life, I'm just going to point to the shirt and be like, hey, you, this is what I'm doing today.
Wow, you just really make it seem like I attack. You know what? Hey. It ain't even about you. I wish y'all could see him with this shirt that says, sorry, not listening. Something a therapist should never wear. But all right, whatever. So we have a super special guest today. I am so excited to have this guest here. Her name is Nezzy Frank Daniels, but she just goes by Nezzy. Beautiful name, beautiful guest, and beautiful conversation we're going to have today. How are you doing, Nezzy?
Hi, I'm doing really well. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm a Nezzy fan. Because I'm a subscriber to a YouTube channel. If people don't know this, I am very much in love with Grenada. I think that's my second wife. A beautiful place, beautiful people. So that's my relationship to Nezzy. I found her new YouTube channel. It gave me something to do on these cold, cold Minnesota winter days that's coming up. It's so barren here.
And it's so hot here.
Wow.
In Grenada, it's been very hot. I like the heat some days, but I wouldn't mind a little cool.
I'll package you some up and send it to you.
Thank you.
And you tell me what you think about it. Maybe you can come to Minnesota during the winter time and you could see some snow.
I would like to experience snow one day. I've never experienced it, so that's definitely something I would like to experience. Some
Well, it did snow this morning, so there's plenty of snow to go around.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I love to see the snow. I've heard that once the initial snow falls, it can be a little bit annoying, but I still want to experience it.
Okay, we got some for you.
we got a lot for you, but that's okay. That's all right. So, tell us about yourself, Nezzy. How did you get into YouTube? You know, just tell us about yourself.
Okay, well, I am from Grenada, as Cedric said. I was born here, grew up here, spent majority of my life here. I only spent about 5 years in and out when I was studying in Barbados. So while I was there, I did my bachelor's in psychology, and then I did my master's in counseling psychology. Once I was finished, I came back home to my home sweet home, and that is when I actually started my YouTube channel. So I started it back in 2016. Initially, when I started it, I was talking about books because I had all this free time. I came home, I wasn't working, and I found people online talking about books. And I was like, you know, I want to get back into reading, and I felt like that would be a really great opportunity for me to do so. So I would read books, and I would talk about books, and while I was doing so, one of my subscribers was like, hey, why don't you do a vlog? So at first I was like, nobody wants to see what I'm doing. But then I had the opportunity to go to do a day pass at one of the hotels here in Grenada called True Blue Bay Resort. And I decided I would try it. And I vlogged, and that was really well received. Lots of people looked at the video and they encouraged me to keep doing it. And so for a while, I would fit them in here and there whenever I did something that I thought was worth showing, I guess. I would vlog, but I continued doing the book videos for a while. Until a little before I got married, I decided that I really like doing the vlogs and I wanted to focus on the vlogs. So I stopped doing the books and I really put my all into the vlogs. So I got new camera gear. I really improved my quality because when you're doing vlogs, you need something that will not shake and so when you're moving a lot. And the camera I had before was for sitting and staring at the camera and talking about books. So I got that and I have met some really incredible people. We now have a whole community that we call the Nezzle Fam because the name of the channel is Nezzle. So all of the subscribers are the Nezzle Fam. So Cedric, you're part of the Nezzle Fam.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's been growing. I do Nezzle Talks. So in the Nezzle Talks, I talk about things to do with like just bettering yourself. So I'll talk about self-esteem, forgiving yourself, my faith, all of that I talk about in the Nezzle Talks and then the vlogs on the lighter side. So in the vlogs, I share lots of things to do with Grenada. I take you on walks with me. I take you to restaurants with me, day passes, day in the life, all of those things. It's really fun. So I like doing that.
You know, I love when you visited Cuyaba. Because I stayed at Cuyaba.
Oh, you did?
Yes, nice. I did. Beautiful place. You know, talk a little bit about, like, you know, that particular video, you know. And because Cuyaba, you can stay at many places in Grenada. And what we chose to do is stay in somewhere off of Sandals. And no, not hating on Sandals. And Sandals too perfect for me. It's not really connected to the people. It's just so refined and American, just kind of westernized. And you don't get a feel for the culture.
Depends on what you're looking for. Because some people like Sandals because it's an all-in-one package. You can go to Sandals and you never even have to come out. You get all your food, your drinks, everything. Whereas Cuyaba was very different. And I think different people will either gravitate to Cuyaba or gravitate to Sandals. For me, I know that while it was fine for me that Cuyaba didn't have the alcoholic drinks and so, I know that there were some persons who were looking, and when I say no alcoholic drinks, you can buy them, but they were not included in the day pass. So I know some persons who were looking and comparing that day pass to the Sandals day pass that I did a couple years ago, were thinking, well, you get more value for your money at Sandals. But I think it's debatable because then with Cuyaba you got the room and it was also cheaper than Sandals. And you got like breakfast, lunch and a snack as well as unlimited non-alcoholic drinks. So it was nice. I like also that it's right there on Grandlands Beach. So people who want to visit the famous Grandlands Beach don't have to go far if they're staying at Cuyaba. They just literally walk outside and they're on the beach. And the people were really helpful and friendly. I didn't have any complaints in terms of the service at all at Cuyaba. You said you stayed there. How was it for you when you stayed?
Well, it was refreshing. I mean, it had everything that I wanted. Like we did scuba diving and not scuba diving, but snorkeling. Oh. Well, it's a space right footsteps away to get your snorkeling gear and then go snorkeling and just in a small space. I love just the beaches there because you don't have no problem with floating. And I'm not a strong swimmer. Like some people, like my wife is a pretty strong swimmer, but you know, it's hard to sink in the Caribbean once you're kind of swimming and floating around. And I also like, this is, and it's not, may not be the best thing, but it is a KFC right across the street.
There is a KFC right across the street. I have stopped eating KFC, bro. But I know the line to KFC is never short. Yeah, people are always getting KFC.
Yeah, everything was so convenient about it, you know, and, you know, you're able to walk in the neighborhood. You can go to, like, the local restaurants and it was a great
experience. Supermarkets as well, because there's real value right across. There's food fair that's not far away. So it's accessible in many ways. There's a pharmacy, Gittins, Drug Mart, banks, everything in that area.
Okay, so we're going to take our first break. Everybody stay tuned with us as we come back and talk to Nezzy on her YouTube channel, Nezzle Talks. We'll come right back.
Be sure to look us up on Facebook at The Colors of Relationships Podcast and follow us on Twitter at The CORP Podcast. We want you to join the conversation.
All right, so welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Asia King along with Cedric Witherspoon, and we have our special guest, Nezzy, who has a YouTube channel called Nezzle Talks. Nezzy, will you please tell us about what made you create Nezzle Talks and what has been the feedback from the community about your talks?
Well, the channel itself is Nezzle, and Nezzle Talks is a segment of the channel. So every Tuesday, usually at 2 p.m., I put out a new video. And the Nezzle Talks are usually about things to do with your mental health, motivational videos, things to encourage people and uplift them. I also sometimes share some feedback and things to do with Grenada, so things that are happening on island that I think locals may be interested in knowing, as well as foreigners, because I have a lot of persons overseas who tune in to see what is happening in Grenada. So I also keep them informed through the Nezzle Talks. And the response has been pretty good. The interest isn't as strong as in the vlogs in terms of views. There are a lot more views for the vlogs than the talks. But I have had several people contact me personally as well as in the comments and just say how much the videos have touched them and really just encouraged them and uplifted them. So that really motivates me to keep going with it, because even though sometimes it can be a little demotivating, because when you post a new video, YouTube will usually give you feedback on it and they will say this video is doing well or this video is not doing so well. And oftentimes with the Nezzle Talks, they will say that. But getting that positive feedback from persons directly, it lets me know that even if it's not as many people watching, it is impacting lives. And that's what I want to do. That really brings me joy to know that I'm impacting people positively. And so that pushes me and I continue to do it.
Okay, nice, Nezzy. What's some of the hot issues on the island going on right now? I kind of want it. I want a little bit of juice.
You want some dirt. She got to live there.
Minnesota news. I want island news.
Well, we had two bits of juicy news recently, both of them related to COVID cases. So we had one case where an individual, his wife was on quarantine, and apparently he could not wait to see her. So we have 4 days quarantine currently in Grenada. So when you come in from overseas, you have to quarantine for 4 days. They test you on the fourth day, and once you are tested negative, you can go home or you can go out and explore the island. However, this man did not wait the 4 days and snuck into the quarantine facility to visit his wife, or his girlfriend, I think it's his wife too. And upon trying to exit, he broke his leg. So he got caught and his wife got charged $10,000, because that is the penalty for breaking quarantine, because at the time when he went in, no one knew that she was negative. Luckily she was. But at the time, no one knew. So that was one that everyone was just like, really? He couldn't wait 4 days? Like, it's just 4 days. And then the other one is the one that is not so funny, because in that case, the individual tested positive, at least based off of the information we received. So this man came in, a returning national, and he was doing his quarantine and they tested him, but he did not wait for the test results and he went out and he went about with people, he went to party, he went to bus tour, and then he got his test results and he was positive. So now we have about 70 something people quarantined, and we haven't gotten any news since as to if there are any other positive people, but that was really a downer for us, because we went about 3 months with no cases. So people were comfortable, they were walking about happily without any masks, and now we have gone all the way back. So you have to wear the mask. If you don't wear them, you can be charged $350 for not wearing it. And those two individuals, because it was the man who tested positive and a friend of his that broke the quarantine, so they were both charged $10,000 each.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow. You know, and that is so telling, that one person, were doing fine. You were doing, and it took one person to not follow, and now the whole island is on the pandemic schedule as the rest of the world.
Yeah, no, we're worried again. And the thing is, because our island is so small, one case for us is a big deal, you know?
Right,
and,
right.
And, yeah, our healthcare system, we can't handle a ton of people having it. So we just have to hope and pray. This is our 25th case. But we never had like a large number at the same time, thankfully. So we just have to hope that out of this, that the majority, if not all, of the persons test negative, but we just have to wait and hear.
I like the fact that they charge $10,000. Like, nobody, unless you are balling, nobody has that kind of money around.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know if you charge me $10,000, I ain't going nowhere. Look, we all staying in the house.
Exactly.
I'm staying in my house.
So I think it's ready to deter other people, even with the $350 for the mask. Because for some people, that's a lot. A lot of people have lost their jobs, and they just, $350, that's groceries, you know. That's sending your children to school. And if you have to pay that because you didn't wear a mask, it's a lot. So I think it's encouraging people to wear the masks, even though they're not comfortable. But, you know, you have to do what you have to do.
I got a question. You know, how do your government get people to be so compliant? Because here in America, people just don't want to do right. I'm just going to be honest. I mean, like, you have some people who are like, hey, we're committed to keeping the numbers down and following the plan. And then we got folks who are just like outright straight mad because they got to wear a mask and they got to social distance and can't do everything that they want to do, and they're just like, everybody's just upset. So how do your government, how do you get people to kind of be on board and say, okay, we're all on board?
Well, I don't know how much of it is government. I mean, they lay down the law, and yes, people, for the most part, I think Grenadians respect the law, but there's also that the nature of our people. It's a small island, so you care for people. Almost every person you meet, either you know them or you know someone they know, you feel really connected. So you know that when you mess up, you're affecting other people that you care about. So I think that, as well as the fact that human beings, we look out for ourselves, there's that sense of self-preservation. And especially, I know in the beginning, we were all really scared as to what might happen if we got the virus, because we know that our healthcare system cannot support a large number of people having the virus. And we have been really blessed so far to not have any deaths from the virus. And we have to pray that that continues. But I think just the fact that we tend to look out for each other is one of the driving forces that keeps us obeying the law in that sense, especially.
I like now, that Okay.
You go. You go, because we got plenty of questions.
The fact that what you're really talking about is community.
Yeah.
And relationship.
Yeah.
And here in the States, we don't have that. You know, not just the geographic nature of it, but even within your own communities, I think there's a lot of disconnect. So that creates that sense of, I don't have to watch out for you. You don't have to watch out. I don't have a responsibility for you.
Yeah.
But on the island, because you know people and you know people, you have a sense of responsibility, and that's the way it should be.
It should be, yeah, I agree. So, you know, with us, it's a small island. We know each other, we care about each other, because our population is just over 100,000. We're about 111,000, I think, people on the island. And so we do have a general level of care. You always have a few people who will disregard. But even in this case, when you see the level of public outcry at this man's actions, there's no one praising him. There's no one saying, oh, well, you know, it's his life, he can do it. Everyone is like, you are putting us in danger. You are foolish. So that is the way people respond. So I think all of that plays into it. We all are looking at how can we keep our people safe. And so we get upset even with the same government sometimes when you see them reopening the airport when we think maybe it's not time. It's like, okay, what matters more, the people or the money? And while we know we need the money, and I'm not against the reopening of the airport, I did have an issue personally with the fact that they reduced the number of days for quarantine because I felt like 14 days kept us safer, even though I understand the idea of like why persons coming to an island to visit don't want to spend 2 weeks quarantining. And so they're going to be more enticed to come if they only have to spend 4 days. But I do see that it opens up the potential for more cases. I mean, even the one we just got was after we switched to 4. If it was still 14 days, he probably wouldn't have thought that he could leave on day 4. You know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. So let's take our break. And when we come back, we'll have more questions for Nezzy. This is wonderful conversation. I'm so excited to see what else you have been working on. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Colors of Relationships with your host, Dr. Asia King and Cedric Witherspoon. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. There was a whole long pause there. You should have said something. I'm sorry, guys.
You were too busy not paying attention.
I was busy. Okay.
I'm going to give you the shirt. I'm going to give you the shirt next time.
Sorry not listening. Whatever. But hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm your host, Dr. Asia King, along with Cedric Witherspoon, LMFT. And we have our special guest, Nezzy, here to talk to us about. She talked to us already about her YouTube channel, and so I mean, she's just doing so great. She's doing such amazing work. Like, what else?
And she's like us. She's a counselor. That's why I gravitated to her channel so much. She speaks my language in the way that I like it.
Yes.
So Nezzy, you know, real talk. I went to Grenada for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I didn't want to come back home.
Of
I was like,
not.
This is what I love. One of the things that really stuck out to me was the older people on the beach exercising. I was like, this is beautiful. This is what I could be like when my older self, you know, to look around and see older people being healthy and interacting with some of the younger people. I really appreciated that. So if I was a person who was looking, I'm not saying, you know, that's me, but, you know, if I know some people who really wants to kind of live, what would it be like to just kind of just live there, and, you know, maybe work there, and what would life be like?
Well, life in Grenada is very good. I love living here. Like, I cannot imagine living anywhere else. However, there are challenges. So it depends on where you're coming from. It can be an adjustment. So I'll speak a bit about some of the positive things, but I'll also mention a few cons just to keep it fair. So in terms of positive, of course, as you mentioned before, we have beautiful beaches. Then the people are really friendly. So you never really have to wonder about anything. If you're lost, someone will stop and ask you, hey, you know, where are you trying to get? And they will show you how to get to where you're going. Or, like, if you are looking for something, they can help you find it. So the people are really, really friendly and helpful. We have a lot of areas that are beautiful. So we have a ton of waterfalls that you can access through guides. And so they will take you there. I covered a few of them on my channel, like the Golden Falls and the Rainbow Falls. Those are really beautiful. And in terms of work, though, it depends on how specialized you are because, as mentioned, we are a very small island and we have, there's a little bit of competition for work. Mm-hmm. So unless you have a niche that you are really, like you really stand out in a particular area, it may still be difficult for you to get work, because we do have a lot of locals who are also struggling to get work, even mm-hmm. with their qualifications. So you sometimes find that you may be underemployed or even unemployed, even if you are qualified. Less so, of course, than if you are, like, I should say, yeah, less so. If you're qualified, you're more likely to have a job and to have a decent pay. But on average, from speaking to people, I think most people will make about maybe $1,500 average. That's AC dollars. So comparing that to the cost of items, a lot of people find living in Grenada to be expensive. So I did a video on my channel where I was talking about the expenses, like what is it like to live in Grenada in terms of money. However, something I had omitted was how much people make, which I think would have been really important to include, simply because it's relational, so it's relative. So even if something costs $500, if you're making $600, then it's really expensive. If you're making $2,500, it might be a lot less. So generally speaking, I think certain things like groceries and so can be quite expensive in Grenada because we import a lot of the items. So if you're coming in from somewhere like the US or so, or even the UK, you might find that the prices are expensive because they multiply it so many times. For us living here, we've grown used to the prices, but as you ask for someone moving here, I think it will be an adjustment. After a while, I think you'll get used to it. And if you're looking for somewhere calm and peaceful where you don't have to worry about too much crime and those things, then Grenada is definitely the place, because people, we don't have much crime here. Well, the entire year, I think we've had about 14 homicides, and that was more because of COVID and people being a little bit more riled up and frustrated. Usually our crime rate is pretty low. And so it's pretty safe. Most people feel comfortable walking the street at night, although I'm not saying to come and walk the street without protecting yourself. But at the same time, you know, it's a pretty safe place to live. We don't have too many complaints.
That's what I found. It was very safe. And, you know, when we went up to the rainforest and we did the hike. At the time, they were building stairs, and that was about 2 or 3 years ago. They were kind of building it up a little bit. And, you know, I liked the experience because, you know, people were just healthy, you know, they were like helpful and they cared about people. And I think living here is just like, you kind of on that grind all the time, trying to make money and, you know, keep up with the Joneses, you know, or whatever, you know, people are on. It's just, it can be very stressful. And what I found is, like, all the, even just being a Black American, you know, a lot of times we deal with a lot of intense issues and we're on heightened alert. What I've learned, just what your island taught me, was it's okay to kind of just be and not worry about all those things that you worry about when you're living here. Now, living here has its benefits. Has its benefits, and it's like the things that I experienced there it was like living here, but it was just more that people cared a lot about each other, and that was something that was really dear to me, and I was like, I really miss that, to see that people are helpful and they're not trying to just kind of get over on folks left and right, at least the people that I experienced. And someone said to me, oh, because you're a tourist.
No, I don't think so, because I'm a local and I interact with so many really caring and helpful Grenadians. I mean, with all things, there will be exceptions. So every single Grenadian may not be caring and helpful, but the majority of them are. So I've had times where we were walking and strangers would stop and give you a ride. There was a time when we were doing a video and we went up to the countryside and our brakes stopped working. And a complete stranger stopped and waited with us. He called a mechanic and waited with us until the mechanic came. So we have people like that here on island. So, yeah, there will be a few people who may, you know, not really care too much. But the good ones, the friendly ones, outweigh them by far.
Oh yeah. Now
what is your favorite neighborhood? You can go ahead and ask your question, Doc, because I'm going to get into the meat and bone, because I want to know what's her favorite neighborhood, because she gave a tour of many neighborhoods. I would like to know that part.
I don't know if I have a favorite, because, I mean, every neighborhood has its own special flair, you know, something about it that makes it great. Maybe if I had to choose, I would say my neighborhood, because it's where I live. But that'd be biased.
Right.
And I haven't even done a walkthrough miners yet. I keep putting it off, maybe because I want it to be like ultra special. But I love walking through Grenada, showcasing Grenada. It really brings me joy for people who did not know much about Grenada to see it, because I think there are some people in the world who still don't know that Grenada is an island. They see Grenada, but they think Granada in Spain. Or, yeah. You know, they don't think about it. A lot of people, when they think Caribbean, they think about the bigger Caribbean islands, like maybe Trinidad or Jamaica or Barbados. But, you know, I love that I have been connecting with people throughout the world. I have people watching from the U.S., from the U.K., from Africa. And it's really cool just to be able to show them how beautiful Grenada is. I love Grenada. So all of the communities are happy.
Nice. So let me ask you this. I know you were talking about cost.
Yeah.
So give me an example of, like, what would a gallon of milk look like? How much of a gallon? How much would a gallon? Yeah.
We don't buy them by the gallon. I think it's like
liter.
Yeah, I think it's a liter.
By liter. Okay.
And, well, the liter of milk is not bad if it's cow's milk. So if it's cow's milk, it'll be about $4.75 or so for a box. That's EC dollars. But if it's almond milk, then we're at like $15 for one box. And that's just liter. Yes.
Wow. So like a pack of meat. Pack of ground beef or something.
Ground beef depends on where you buy it. So I tend to buy mine at Foodland because I find it to be a bit cheaper. So it's about like $9-$10 for a tray, which is not a lot. Maybe it's definitely less than a pound, like maybe just like half a pound or so of ground beef. But if you go to other supermarkets, like at Real Value, ground beef is way more expensive. So you would easily be paying $12, $13, $14 for the same amount. Wow. Yeah, and then like local chicken, if you're buying local chicken, you can easily spend about $20 for two pieces of chicken breast, like two. Yeah, it's not.
I'm gonna be a vegetarian. I'm gonna grow my own vegetables.
So let me ask you: you know, over here in the States, we have like government assistance programs. Does the government help for those who are unemployed?
I know that NIS pays a bit of unemployment, but I don't know too much about that. I know there's also a SEED program. I'm not sure who funds the SEED program. So I know that some students can be recommended to be part of it, because sometimes you may have a child at your school who you see doesn't have meals, and so you can recommend them, and the SEED program will provide a bit of money for them to be able to access groceries and food and those things. But I don't know too much about that aspect, so I don't want to speak too much on it.
Yep.
So they have initiatives. It's not wide scale, at least not as far as I know.
Right. Okay, cool. Yeah. So we're going to take our last break. And Nesby, when we come back, we do like a wrap-up. Okay. And so... with the wrap up, I want you to just take like 3 minutes to just give our audience like a, you know, what are some points for life? What have you learned? What do you hope this audience can gain from you? And what can they gain from your channel when they tune in? Okay, so I want you to kind of think about those things. Everybody, we will be right back with more Colors of Relationships with your host, Dr. Asia King, and Cedric Weatherspoon, LMFT.
Be sure to find us on Facebook at the Colors of Relationships Podcast for more information on how to reach Miss Nezel.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Colors of Relationship. I'm your host, Dr. Asia King, along with Cedric Weatherspoon, LMFT. And we have our guest here, Nezzy, who is going to grace us with a beautiful wrap-up. So, Nezzy, just tell us, you know, this is your shot, your chance to tell the audience what you want them to know, anything in particular about being well and doing well. And then make sure you let us know where we can definitely find you to follow up with more of your tips and your advice. So you got 3 minutes and then we'll wrap up.
All right. So, yeah, like I'm a guidance counselor by profession. I have my master's degree in counseling psychology. I love motivating and inspiring people. I love to see people succeed. I don't think that one person has to succeed at the expense of another. We can all succeed together, and that's something that I really try to encourage my students to know and persons that watch my videos, because sometimes we have this dog-eat-dog mentality where we try to push each other down in order to be on top, and we can all shine together. There is nothing that says that one person being up means that another person has to be down. And I also want to encourage you, the listeners, to just go after the things that motivate you, the things that bring you joy, and don't let people hold you back. I recently did a video, and while I was doing it, it just the words came to me where I said, you know, don't let someone else's blurred vision stop you from having clear vision. And I really want to leave that with you today. Like, whatever your vision is for yourself, if someone else cannot see that vision, then that's totally fine. But you see the vision and you go after it. So I want that for you. Everyone who's listening to the Colors of Relationship podcast, I want you guys to have clear vision and to really go after your goals. One of my goals is to really grow my YouTube channel and to see it reach millions of people, hopefully one day. And so the sky's the limit. I'm not going to limit myself by my location or my gender or anything like that. I believe that I can do it, and I believe that I will do it. And so whatever it is that you are aiming for and hoping to do, you can do as well. My full name is Shinezi. We've been calling me Nezzy, but just in case, my full name is Shinezi Frank Daniels, and I live in the beautiful island of Grenada. And so if you're looking to find me on my social media, my Instagram is Nezzle22, so N-E-Z-Z-L-E-22. My YouTube is Nezzle, so just N-E-Z-Z-L-E. Facebook is Nezzle22, so it's the same as the Instagram. And my Twitter is Nezzle222 because I couldn't get the Nezzle22. Someone took it. So yeah. And if you want to email me, you can also reach me at nezzletalks@gmail.com. So I try to keep it simple. So hopefully once you remember Nezzle and the twos, it's just two twos for most of them, except the YouTube, which has no twos, and the Twitter, which has three.
And we'll make sure we put all that in our, we'll make sure we put all of that in our description box. So then that way people can easily connect with you with no confusions on YouTube and having to.
Yes.
They'll find you. They will find you. What are the coincidences that there is a Nezzle 2-2 out there, right?
I know, right? Like, why? Where are you? Give me back my 2-2.
We want to buy it back.
Right. Well, thank you, Nezzy, so much. We appreciate you taking the time to come and talk with us. Everybody that's listening to us, go check out Nezzy. She has great work, great material. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yes.
So just overall, everybody, just have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. We love you. And most importantly, be well.
Be well.
Thank you. Be well.
Be sure to find our podcast, Colors of Relationships, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Be sure to also follow us on Facebook at Colors of Relationships, and on Twitter, join the conversation at the COR Podcast.